Okay, Parshas Chayesara. Welcome back. Okay, so Parshas Chayesara, the bulk of the Parsha, besides for the first few psukim which deal with the Kavura of Sarimenu, and the last 18 psukim deal with the children of Keturah and the children of Yishmael, the bulk of the Parsha deals with the Shidduch that Avram sends Eliezer to get a Shidduch for Yitzchak, and they discover Rivka, and they send Rivka back. That's the bulk of the parsha. I want to say over something. I may have said it over other years, but this year I want to revisit it because I think I have the emes of pshat. Okay, so it is a very famous vart, the vart from the Gra. Now, you have to understand something. This parsha is repeated almost twice, when it actually happened, and then when Eliezer is telling it over to Besuel and to Lavan, the Torah repeats it over. Okay, so one of the things that it's repeated over is that Eliezer is telling Besuel and Lavan the negotiations he had with Avraham Avinu. The pasuk says, "Vayyotze." Let me find the pasuk. So Eliezer says to Avram, perhaps the girl will not want to come back with me. Avram says, Hashem is halach lifana yishach malocha yitach v'tziach da'kechav l'kach yishu l'vni m'mishpachnim b'esavi. So over here is a Rashi. Rashi says that in the Torah it's not written, ulai is normally written alav vav lamed yud, ulai. Over here it's written without a vav. Very famous Rashi. Eilaiksiv. So Rashi says, Eilaiksiv. Bas hoi saloi l'Eliezer. Eliezer had a daughter. V'hoi mechazer limsay ila. And he was looking for an excuse that Avram should suggest the shidduch to his daughter. Shiyem l'Avram lefani seilov lasi abitoi. Amli Avram. Avram says, Bini baruch ato. Bini baruch. My son is baruch. He was an Eved Kanani. Eliezer came from Canaan. Vein Ora midabik bebaruch. He can't do such a shidduch. See, an amazing thing. Agav Urcha, Eliezer was basically what Yeshua Benum was to Moshe Rabbeinu. Eliezer was to Avraham Avinu, right? It says, "Hu damesik Eliezer." He was doilu umashkin mitoris rabbi, right? Eliezer, he was equivalent to 318 men. Eliezer was one of the gedoyli hadar, but not for shidduch. Okay, that's what you see from over here. Anyways. Rashi says that it says in the Torah Ulai, but it's read Eli. Eliezer was saying maybe he could suggest a daughter to him, and Avram says, no, my son's a baruch, you're an aror, that's not a shidduch. That kind of Rashi. So in the Grove here, there's a Sefer Kol Elio. Now, let me just tell you a little bit of background before we go further. There's a Sefer Kol Elio. Okay, Kol Elio is from the Grove, but the Grove did not write it. What is the Kol Elio? It was written 100 years after the Vilna Gaon. Somebody went and made a compendium of all the Vertluch that the Talmidim and the students of the students said B'Shem Degra. Somebody compiled all of them, went through all these Drush Svarim and all the Svarim that people said Torah B'Shem Degra, and he made a little booklet. And the way you figure it out is like this. Before every Vart is a letter, Chaf, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel. What you do is, when you learn the Gra, it says a Chav Beis, you turn to the back, to the index. Chav Beis, it'll say where they got this from. This particular Vart is from the Sefer Yalkut HaGershuni. Okay, and it's important why I'm telling this to you. Okay, so the Gra says he doesn't understand. Eliezer had to ask this question, right? You send me on a shliachus, you swear you're not going to take a girl from here, so I have to go there. It's a normal question. What happens if I go there and a girl won't come back? I have to ask the question. So Chazal v'choshenim, he had a daughter, he was trying to find an excuse that Avraham Avinu should read the shidduch to him. And second of all, he says, what did he say? He didn't say Eli, he said Ulai. In the word Ulai, you don't see if there's a vav, if there's not a vav. He said Ulai. He didn't say it. He said the word Ulai. He didn't say it with a vav or without a vav. It sounds the same. Okay, so the Gra says, Mayur Dika Gra. Now, the side of the Vart of the Gra I've seen in other places. The Maratz Chis in Makas Daf Chav Dalid. If you take a look at Medrash Rabbah, the Pirush HaYitzchak, say also the same thing. Basically, the side is like this. You know, in English, we have many words for the same thing. Useless words, right? There are many words. If I say, don't bother me, how many words could you think about don't bother me? Don't bother me, don't vex me, don't irk me, don't annoy me, don't needle me. 100 words to say the same thing. In Lashon Kodesh, there is no synonyms. There's no synonyms. So how can we find certain words sound the same? The answer is, if you look closely, there's a shade of a difference. So how do you say perhaps in Hebrew?
Ulay.
But you know, it's not true. Pen yiftel levavchem, perhaps. So what's the difference between ulay and pen? So the answer is, ulay is when perhaps because you want it to happen. Pen is when you don't want it to happen. Go through Tanakh. Pen yiftel levavchem, perhaps in a bad way, maybe. Pen yesh bechem ish ay isha ay mishpacha ish. Ulay is always perhaps in a good way. Ulay Hashem, we want it to happen. Ulay yachais amoni v'yavyoin. Ulay yirachem. Ulay, right? Ulay yesh chamishim tzadikim b'soichia. Go through Tanakh, you see, very consistent. Okay, so the Vilna Gaon says, Eliezer didn't say pen. He has a problem. Maybe the girl won't come back. That's an ominous pen, a bad pen. You don't want that to happen. He should have said, pen, the girl's not going to come back. Why did he say ulay? He said ulay because he really wanted it to happen. That's the adkan devri hagra. Okay, I have a problem with this gra. Two problems I have with this gra. And we're first going to say pashup shat, then I'll tell you what's there to be said about this gra. The gra had a problem. Why would Chazal chayshid Eliezer? He had to ask this question, right? That was the gra's question. I don't understand. If you take a look in the Torah, it says ulay, and there's no vav, it could be read elai. That's why Chazal made this drasha. He said perhaps, but without the vav, it says elai, to me. That means Chazal understood from the way the Torah is written, the Torah said it without a vav, so there's mukim for Chazal to suspect Eliezer that he had an ulterior motive, elai. So what was the gross question? That's question number one. Question number two is, the Gra says there's no difference when you pronounce something with a vav or without a vav. That contradicts a mefurish Gra in Parsha Shalach. I've said over the Gra in this year, actually, years ago. The Gra says, why was it called Nachal Eshkol? It says they came to a place called Nachal Eshkol. They cut down a branch, a cluster of grapes, and they called it Nachal Eshkol. So the Gra says that doesn't make sense. Why? It says they came to a place called Nachal Eshkol, and it wasn't yet, they didn't cut yet the cluster down. So mostly Shoinim say the future. That's what we Shoinim say. Rashi and Sefer Devarim says that, and Rashi over here, and we Shoinim, I'll stay Amaleki, I'll shame us. And many times the Torah does that, it's true. But the Gross says, Amar de Gavart. He says, we know that a vav in the Torah can make something plural or singular. Basukis, 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 Chazal Darshan, that if it says with a vav, it means two walls, without a vav, it means one wall. Right? That's how you Darshan how many walls of sukkah we have. The Gra says, you look like this. It says they came to a place called Nachal Eshkol, without a vav. They came to a place called Eshkol. Why was it called Eshkol? There was a fellow in Tanakh, his name was Mr. Eshkol. Honor, Eshkolu, Mamre, Haim, Bali, Bissar, Avram. So they came to a place called Nachal Eshkol. They cut down a cluster of, they needed another reason to call it Eshkol, so they called it Eshkol with a vav. That's what the Gra says. Take a look in the Torah. The first time it says Eshkol without a vav, second time it's a vav. They call it Eshkol. And the Gra says, and they used to pronounce it differently because with a vav. So that contradicts what he said right here, okay? And, okay, so those are my two questions on Gra. I'm positive the Pshat's like this in the Gra. If you take a look at the Medrash, okay, you look up the Medrash, the Medrash, there are two times the story was said over, when it actually happened with Eliezer and Avram, and then later when he was reciting it. The missing Vav is only the second time around. The first time around, the Medrash says, Vayayme lava eved. The first time around. When the story actually happened with Eliezer and Avram, not when he's repeating it to Pesuel, the first time it says, Vayayme la Eved, Hadahu dechziv, the Medrash says, Kena'an. Kena'an is a merchant. Kena'an biyodai mazne mirma. The merchant, Kena'an, has a crooked scale, a cheating scale, mazne mirma. Chazal darshan, Kena'an is Eliezer, because he came from Kena'an. He had mazne mirma, he was making a krum svara, and he wanted the shidduch for himself, and Chazal then finished it the way Rashi brings it. He was thinking, Ruihi, Ayinu, Ruihi. And Hashem says, don't try to cheat away Yitzchak from his right shidduch. Ulai lai saiva, vetin lai biti, amalai ata ara, uvini baruch, vein ara mistabe babaruch. So the Gra was bothered by the first time that it says, the Gra said it on the first Chazal, on the first time Eliezer said it. The first time he said it, it's not missing a vav. Chazal said there that Eliezer saw, Avram saw an ulterior motive. So on that, the Gra was bothered by, where do you see in this pasuk anything that he had an ulterior motive? To that, the Gra says, because it doesn't say pen, it says ulay. Adkan Devi Agra. But I want to ask you a question. Why, Taka, is it that the missing Vav, Ulai to Eli, is only the second time? The first time, there's no missing Vav. The first time the Torah writes it, it says Ulai with a Vav. The second time, Ulai is missing the Vav. And there Rashi is bothered by, okay, so why the second time around is it missing? So Rashi there explains, because you can read it Eli. But why? Why is it that when the negotiations actually happened with Eliezer and Avraham, it says with a Vav? And then later in the Torah, it's missing a Vav, and it means Eli. Why? Eliezer is just repeating what happened earlier. So the Vart from Bel Yudessler, I heard the Kotzker said the same Vart. I've seen it b'shem the Kotzker, the same Vart. And this comes back to what we've been saying the last few weeks. A person has all kinds of conscious motives and subconscious motives. The Yisoida Dover is while you're in the situation, and while you have the bias, sometimes it's impossible to see that you have a bias. So during the negotiations, Eliezer was saying to Avram, well, maybe the girl's not going to want to come back. Like the Gra said, he said, Ulai. That means he expressed it. Hopefully the girl, he didn't know what was making him tick, because he had a bias. And when you have a bias, you convince yourself, I'm doing this l'shma, I'm asking Avram a sincere question. Later, when the Shidduch wasn't a gate to Eliezer anymore, And then he's out of the parish anymore. Now you have the ability to look at things objectively and give a much more honest assessment. So later, when he was repeating it, he missed the Vav, or Eli Ksiv, because he was able to be much more honest with himself. It's very important that we should all have people in our lives that are very honest to us, because sometimes we have all kinds of biases. I'll finish off with one quick story. We have 3 minutes. They say like this. The Alter from Slabodka, the Alter, towards the end of his life, he had to go to medical procedure. Okay, so he asked a certain boy from yeshiva to escort him. He wasn't sure which hospital he's going to get the procedure done. So there was one in Vienna, there was one somewhere else, and he had to go visit each hospital and each facility to decide where is he going to get the procedure done. Okay, so he ended up choosing that he decided to go to Vienna. Okay, so he was away a few weeks. And then he came back to wherever he was, Slabodka, I guess. And someone asked him, Rebbe, we haven't seen you a few weeks. Where were you? He said, you know, in Vienna, somebody invented an umbrella. Like they used to have an umbrella, but the umbrellas are not like we have, like the LH umbrellas. They didn't have pop-up umbrellas. That was an invention. Somebody at that time invented the pop-up umbrella. So the Alto said, I went to Vienna because I was very interested in checking out that new invention, you know, the new pop-up parasol, the new pop-up umbrella that you could pop it up and fold it back. And the guy says, oh, that's interesting. And the guy walked away. After the guy walked away, the student said, Rebbe, I don't understand. We went to check out 3 different hospitals because you had a procedure done. What were you telling him? So the Alto told him this, the same Yisoid. A person never, ever knows what motivates him. It's very possible that the reason why I picked a certain hospital because I wanted to be in that town where they're coming up with these new inventions, and I'm a very curious person. I wanted to see new things. A person never knows what makes a person tick. So Bishas Eliezer was in the Shidduchim. He was saying, being sincere. I want to know what happens if the girl doesn't come back. Later, when he was in Negea, he was able to step back, and he Taka said, Ulai, Eli, 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 Savishi.
Maybe later he saw Besuel and then... love and what characters they